Welcome to the Marriage Hut. And today, we want to ask ourselves, is marriage 50-50? Is it what I give to my spouse that I expect or I should expect that he or she should give me? Oftentimes, you see married people expecting that. And they say, I did this for my wife and she couldn't do this to me. I did this to my husband and he couldn't do this for me. Marriage is never 50-50. You know, the word of God says what it means and means what it says. You know, when God was bringing out Eve from Adam, he made a profound statement. He said that Eve will be a help meet. That is a help appropriate, adequate for Adam. He didn't call Eve a help mate because that is when we will expect that marriage will be 50-50 mates, giving just exactly what the other is giving you. Now, let me take you a little backward. You see, first of all, nobody should expect that marriage should be 50-50 because in the first instance, the man is the husband, or the husband is a man and the wife is a woman. That's not 50-50. It is complement rather than equality. They complement themselves. So if you are a man, what you are giving to the woman is different from what she's giving to you. And I don't see how you'll be expecting that everything will be 50-50. It ain't gonna happen. So for those who incubate their revenge on the basis of the fact that my wife is not doing exactly to me what I'm doing to her, I've got bad news for you. It's not going God's way. Rather, look for compliments. Your wife can give you B, and then you will give X. And that is how it goes. Your wife will be an outgoing person, and so has the capacity to do quite a lot of outgoing things. But you may be an ingoing person, and so you have the capacity to do a lot of ingoing things. It will be spurious for you to begin to compare what you are doing for your wife with that temperament to what she's doing for you with her own temperament. It ain't gonna work. So, my advice is that you take what God has given you, what you chose yourself, because, you know, in many cases, we are the ones that chose that partner, and begin to work with that partner to be able to generate what are your capabilities, what are your comparative advantages that you can bring in to this marriage. We should not rate it. We should not put it in percentages, because when you do, you begin to think of other things. Let everyone bring in what they have, and you bring in what you have, and you have a potpourri of something good, variegated but very good. I want us to take this seriously. He says, I will make him a help meet, not a help mate. Don't go and look for that mate. Don't go and look for that equality. Don't go and look for that 50-50, because it's not there. One has a strength in one part, the other has a strength in the other part. And that is how to maximize what you are bringing in. You will find out that one has 70% in one side and the other has 30% in that same side. But at the other side, the other one has 80 and the other one has 20. Isn't God wonderful? That's how he made it, so that we can complement ourselves in marriage and be able to bring out the best. So today, never look at your marriage as 50-50. Check and beautify what you are bringing into that marriage and let your spouse check and beautify what she's bringing into that marriage, and then you will make it a five-star marriage, a five-star family, and you'll build a five-star home. Welcome to the Marriage Hut. And here, we not only inform you, we transform you.